Oh shit. Coming. Just give me a sec. Oh, hey, baby boy. Come in, come in. So, what brings you here today, honey? Oh, messages? Oh, sorry. I guess I didn't hear the notifications. I'm sorry. I just got preoccupied with something. Yes, I've been eating properly and hydrating. I thought I was the mommy in our relationship. Oh, did I worry you? No, you did nothing wrong, honey. Come here, my boy, baby boy. Let me make it up to you. Feel better? That's great. Of course, I missed you, my good boy. I've just been going down memory lane, is all. Don't laugh, okay? I kind of went back to play the original Spyro the Dragon, the old PS1 version. Come on, you said you wouldn't laugh, dude. I just got really bored one night, and my PS1 was just like sitting there in my closet, and the first game in on top of the box was Spyro. Yeah, I mean, I thought, why the hell not, right? It's been a while since I played, and I wanted to see if I could do a no-death run. I honestly forgot where I put my PS1. I remember running straight to the basement after dinner and powering up that old gray box, hearing that beautiful but ominous startup music. Just me, the couch, and six dragon worlds to explore. Rescuing fairies, fighting each level's boss, gathering treasure, chasing egg thieves, mastering super flight and supercharge. Beating Nasty Nork. It really gave me a sense of freedom until one day the PS2 was launched. And even though it was backwards compatible, I just had so many new games to play. Then came the PS3, the PS4, and now the PS5. No, don't get me wrong, I had tons of fun. Even this past week, I've been playing nonstop. You just grow up and forget the characters that brought you all this joy, keeping you company as you explored, you know? I miss those days when everything was new and exciting. Can I hug you? Sorry. No, I don't regret playing again. The memories are nice. So many good times. Unfortunately, not all the memories are good, though. Well, as I grew older and saw more games that just gripped me. That were more complex, required better skill than just mashing the same buttons with my eyes closed. I'd find new characters that were more rounded. Even games where you could customize your own character. After playing for a while, a long while, I realized that awe and wonder I had as a kid was more intense and powerful then. As opposed to now. I mean, yeah, there's dragons to rescue, treasure, fodder, but in the end, just imagine Never feeling the same joy you had as a kid. Losing yourself with your best friend, Spyro. It feels sad that I can only get a glimpse of that when I play nowadays. At some point, I questioned if I should even keep playing. Playing it over and over made it lose the impact of nostalgia that I would feel every time I picked up the controller. I questioned if this was even worth it anymore. Yeah. I'm okay. I am glad that Spyro had a remake. I'm not sure if you call this a phase, but I like things when I like things. Plus, the remake is super fun. I mean, the controls aren't as sensitive as before, but the graphics and the designs of each dragon you rescue are incredible. Yeah, I'm maybe a geek, but it's fun. You can make your little jokes, baby boy. But this game had its moments. Thanks for listening. I'm glad I can rant and geek out without freaking you out, baby boy. I love you. Mwah. You want to see? Dude. Okay, come here. I have to show you where I am so far. Give me a minute. So let me make you feel right at home by sitting right next to mommy. Okay, so how does the Beastmaker's overworld look compared to the remake? Yeah, I know. Very blocky, if you want to call it that. Back when I was a little gremlin, I hated it, the treetops land. I was able to use the closest supercharge to get enough height to fly over to that tiny island. You know, that itty-bitty one, like, right next to it? But in the remake, you have to take that supercharged pathway around the entire land to get that speed enough to gain that height. It drove me nuts about how picky it had to be. And I think that's why I miss the little exploits like you could get in the original. By the way, when we start living together, I want a room dedicated to all of our games, accessories, merch. Just remember that. You want an explanation? Latour? Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, now that we're landed. Okay. So, you see that Nork over there? With that little rod that he, like, slams on the ground? Yeah, it's an electric rod, so it electrifies a platform beneath him. But he's got, like, something that prevents him from getting electrocuted as well. And if you don't kill this fodder right away, and you just kind of approach it, it actually jumps onto the platform and dies at the next electrocution. But these Norks can be super tricky, and you have to time your attacks just right, especially in Terra's Village. Yeah, I know it's a little dark. Oh, I have to show you that one boar that scared the shit out of me as a kid. Yeah, it's like, so you destroy the two Norks that I showed you. Then we go past the entrance to Terrace Village. And we go down the log bridge. And we're going to go right. And kill this boar. Then the bigger island with that the hut. Yeah, right there. Now, when you're on this little, I guess, island, to the left, there's that opening. That it's actually a pit to Nightflight. There's no acid or anything. And oh my god, it's the hardest flying level, in my opinion at least. It drives me insane. But if you look to the right, there's a hut. Can you hear anything? No, right? Well, if you go down the path around behind... Ah! Fuck. It always catches me off guard. And all I can do is just spam the circle button in hopes of killing him before he gets me. I know, I'm special, huh? let me show you where Misty Bog is. So we just jump over here and there we go. Okay, so this is the level that has the music that gets remixed to be the ending theme of the game. It's so, it blew my mind as a kid. It was really funny. Thing is though, is Misty Bog has got these really fucking annoying little frogs that you just have to, you have to watch out for. You know, that I think about it, like, nearly all the enemies in the Beastmaker's world are probably the most annoying in the game. Just, you know, future reference, in case maybe you might want to play. Sorry, just spouting out ideas. Then, as you can see, there's the tallest tree in the overworld, behind which you will find the dreaded treetops. Ugh. You don't understand how many lives I wasted getting to that puny island. Then we go over this stone bridge here to get to the last area of the overworld. So on the left over here, yeah, that's Metalhead. That's the boss level. And if you look beyond it, there's that stone building. Yeah, like, it kind of reminds me of our Aztec architecture. Maybe not the color scheme, but you know what I mean, right? What else? Oh, well, I can show you the means to get up onto that area. The other electric rod norks are here, too. The first one's easy, since you just have to, like, go onto the step on the, and then wait for the platform to go just back to normal, and ha, got him. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Nork that's all the way across that platform. So you need to fly at the exact moment, and sorry, land at the exact moment that the platform like de-electrifies, and then you need to charge like hell to get the Nork. Like that. Yep. And we just go up these steps to the very top. And to the corner. And yeah, you can see like a chunk of the level that's like, I mean, close enough that's to be rendered, I guess. So what do you think? Pretty neat, right? This was the kind of joy and wonder I had when I was a kid. Maybe it's coming back to me because I get to share this with you for the first time. Sorry again for not responding to your texts and calls, sweetheart. And thanks for, well, showing interest in the game that set the precedent for my gaming career. Sorry, I was staring. I was just thinking that... How do I explain this without being too mushy? So, like, if you think about it, the wonder and awe of being a kid playing hours into the night can return when you share it with the one you love. When I'm playing alone, I lose a bit of that childlike happiness. But this time, those lost feelings can come back since I have you by my side. Since I'm glad I found my player too. Okay, yeah, I know Spyro isn't a two-player game, but you get the sentiment, right? Hey, can I call you mine? 'Cause I can't wait to explore all kinds of worlds for the rest of my life with you. I love you, my good boy.